Welcome to Baltimore Internet Radio. This is Dave Custy. I'm with Nikki Zimmerman of Out of Step. Out of Step is an online marketplace and platform connecting people with disabilities to consumers and employers. On Out of Step, people with disabilities can sell products, offer services, or post a resume. Anyone can use Out of Step's marketplace to discover great items, service providers, or employees. To keep Out of Step accessible, members can sign up and create a profile for free. It's a modern tool to grow a business, pursue a passion, or explore talent in a variety of categories, including farming, beauty, writing, science, real estate, travel, government, and others. The idea for Out of Step originated from founder Nikki Zimmerman's own life. As the mother to a daughter with a disability, Nikki saw the need for a tool to empower each individual's strengths rather than focus on the disability. This new opportunity would allow people with disabilities to shape their own employment and economic independence. Out of Step is her solution. Out of Step is founded on two core beliefs. People with disabilities are capable of great work and deserve equal opportunity, and an economy that empowers and integrates people with disabilities benefits us all. Welcome to Internet Radio.
Thank you, Dave. Congratulations on getting your program started. I think it's going to be great for Baltimore and all of us around the world.
Well, thank you very much for that. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Give us a little personal bio.
Well, I grew up in North Idaho, and I live in Seattle, but my passion is a little bit over in Idaho because I like to paddle rivers, and I'm outdoorsy, and just kind of my life and seven generations of family over there keep me going back. But here in Seattle, I'm connected with the community and getting involved with all the resources available for people with disabilities. And, oh gosh, we just have a great time. We live downtown, so therefore we walk everywhere, and we're very, very Seattleite kind of folks at this point. I have a son who lives in Alaska. He's a fisherman, and he goes to school at UAA Anchorage, and he loves it up there, so we go to visit him, and we have a ball. And my husband works downtown Seattle, and sadly, we lost our daughter last year who had a disability, and
I want to give you my condolences on that. I'm very sorry to hear about that.
I very much appreciate that. She was a great person. But what kind of was the catalyst for this was our daughter Riley and starting this program in order to... We recognized some of the needs that were happening in the world of disability and agencies and care providing, and there just needed to be more solutions. There's a lot of great organizations around the United States and world putting effort towards this, and what I'm trying to do is put together a tool, a resource tool for not only the people with disabilities, but for the people working with people with disabilities, so they have an outlet and a place to showcase their work and ideas and talents. I came to this because of our daughter's needs and seeing how many people were affected. And she had very severe disabilities, but yet she really wanted to participate in the world around her. And she liked to do laundry. In fact, one day she came in, we were homeschooling her because we found a better place, and she had a team out there with her and other kids that we homeschooled with out there with her. And one day I was doing laundry and she came in and she wanted to help. And I said, you know, this isn't really that important. You need to go back out there and, you know, learn your ABCs and do all that. And she kind of refused, and I sent her back out the door. She came back the next day. And then I realized she just wanted something really purposeful to do. She didn't want to just be coloring, which was kind of the never-ending thing that everybody wanted to do with her, and Riley really just kind of detested that, so she would just scribble on the page and not give them the satisfaction of learning it.
And it was something that she owned.
And it was something that she owned, and it was part of the family, and she was really good at it. She truly was good at this. She couldn't sort in other areas of her life, but she could manage the laundry in such a great way. So everybody's stuff ended up in exactly where it needed to go. It just was clear that Riley wanted to do something with us and for us and show that she was more than just a reciprocal of information being given to her. And that kind of was the beginning of my thinking differently, because I hadn't been exposed to many people with disabilities or even in the world of disabilities. And so then 18 years went by, and we actually at one point in her life, we put together flyers and had a little business plan where she would go to the neighbors with her. She needed full-time care, but her care staff would go with her and pick up laundry and take it to the dry cleaners. And it just was good to see that, you know, this could be more than that. It could be, not that she was necessarily looking for it, but it was purposeful. She got to interact. It was more than just a job. It was saying hi to her neighbors, them interacting with her, them working with her on the skills she might have learned in occupational therapy, be it just taking the bag out of somebody's hand, or if it was speech skills, just to be able to say thank you to them or hi, or give their name. It was just a really lovely way for her to connect with her community and not have it be false. It was a service they wanted, and she gave, and she was good at it. And you could see that if we kept going down that path, that there was no reason it couldn't have been then buy her own washing machine and then have her own building and then have her own delivery van, because she already had all these people that were helping her. And why not pull them into that as opposed to something less interesting like coloring
right.
over and over again, or watching TV. So that kind of was the beginning of my realizing that she could be an example of somebody with very severe disabilities being able to participate in her world in a productive manner that had more than economic value to it.
It's wonderful that she had such drive and focus, wanting to start a new business, and you know how it could have helped her in her social skills. And also, she sounds like she had a lot on the ball towards that.
She did, and she was very personable, and people were attracted to her because her personality was fun and kind and generous. And I think that's what we want from everybody who's approaching us for any kind of business or relationship. So Riley definitely embodied something. And she was just somebody who I think most of the world looks at and thinks, nah, it wouldn't work. There's right. nothing that she can do that would be of value. And obviously, with not unlike lots and lots, many, many people with disabilities, they prove that wrong. We just don't seem to give them the benefit of the doubt to start with.
Well, she sounds like she would be the perfect business model for small business upstarts with people with disability, because it sounds like that she really had everything on the ball toward it.
And I think she had everything on the ball, but she also had a support in us,
right?
Economic support from us to be able to take this on, support from her team that worked with her on a 24-hour basis in the end, and I think it took that community of neighbors and friends to support her. But I think if she would have gotten a leg into this, a real big chance to do this thing, I don't think she would have always have knew that. I would have foreseen that there would have been a day where she didn't necessarily meet us, her parents, Eric and myself. So I like the idea of starting small, but I'm one of those people that then takes that big. So here we go with Out of Step. So
tell me about the origins of Out of Step. How did it start up, and just take me through chronologically?
Well, we had Riley was sick for the last 5 years, and she was really very much struggling. And of course, our full attention was on her. But I had kind of had this notion based on Riley's ability to show me what could be done with somebody in her situation in terms of economics. And I do want to kind of clarify that. I want to just say economics is kind of what we're talking about. It obviously has other value, just like anybody who's working. There's, you know, social outlets and whatnot. But really what my tool is kind of meant to be is an economic tool. So in Riley's case, I was recognizing this issue. I started thinking about how we could do something on this scale, and of course the internet being what it is today, that was a great impetus for my idea of bringing people's talents and interests and being able to showcase them. So I started out with meeting a programmer, and we chatted about this and my idea, and if he could, Dietrich is my programmer. He's awesome. And we, you know, developed kind of this design for our page. And we've just taken step-by-step action in order to make it happen. And a lot of it's very organic. We have a lot of veterans, for instance, that have come onto our site. And honestly, I didn't anticipate that when I started. But of course, I mean, it was obvious.
That's a natural progression, yeah.
That's a natural progression. I have several employees who are part of my team that do a lot of reaching out to people, meeting people, going to conferences, helping with IT support, being customer service. Like any new business, we have, you know, things we're working the bugs out, and our members and the general public have been quite patient and supportive of that. But
I know what that's like.
You know, I was reading something on Amazon the other day, and it was similar to some of the issues I have, and I thought, well, there you go. It doesn't matter how big you are.
It's nice not to be all alone, isn't it?
It is. But regardless of that, we feel really good about this tool that we've created. And what we did was we had put a great deal of our finances into Riley's care. And after she passed away last year, we decided to put that money forward that we had been always had in reserve for her forward into this project. And so that's how we have been taking it on. And eventually we'll be adding some other things to the site. But for now, that's kind of our goal, is to help as many as we can.
And you just launched back in May, is that right?
Correct. We actually launched on Riley's birthday, May 23rd, in honor of her, and have a nice little picture on our website of her in the About Riley section, which also tells the little bit of a story about her laundry business.
Oh, that's great. Approach this a little bit like a business plan. You're starting out, you've got different programs. Describe some of the programs and then the members that you've accrued so far.
Well, if I might start back a little bit further than that.
Sure.
It's a, initially when we launched, we wanted to see, kind of test the waters and see if people had an interest, if they felt like this would be of value, would people with disabilities actually populate the site and find it worthy? Were they, you know, I think we all have some of these questions. Did they want to work? Well, goodness, they have proved me in spades that this is what we had in the back of our mind, you know, that they would be the star of our show, and they have been. And we can see it in all of their profiles and businesses that they've already created and now we're featuring. But when we started, we wanted to initially see if there was an interest. And it's been overwhelming response of positive. Yes, there is an interest. Now our next step is to add more and more programming with different features. We will be having a rating, because I think what I hear from people with disabilities is they want life to be fair. And I agree with that. So therefore, I think that you have to play on equal playing field. And we will be adding a rating system for consumers to be able to come in and say, you know, they didn't show up to work on time. They weren't very good. They were great. They were awesome. 5 stars, 2 stars, whatever it is that wants to come back. Because I think we all have to stop thinking that we're doing somebody with a disability this great service and treat them like we all want to be treated, which is equally. So that some of those kind of programs are coming into at a step. We have, I'll just stop there because it's just so, my programmer cries, I think, when I see Dietrich, because he can't keep up with all the things that are already in the works on out of step.
Well, that's very encouraging, man. It's good. I mean, just, what is that, 3 months ago that you started? This is happening already.
We've been cooking with fire.
It's wonderful. Now, how have you been marketing it?
We use a lot of social media. We are in, we go to various trade shows, that's always most fun because we get great reception at trade shows, and people come up and are really, really interested in our product. And my team loves doing trade shows. So we do that. We have lots of meetings with people. People generate phone calls with us and ideas and want to get together and want to partner up. And so a lot of it's word of mouth, and that, honestly, word of mouth is just the best thing that's happened for us.
So you have people, of course, in the Seattle area, but you have your nationwide. And talk about a little bit about that, how that has grown.
Well, we have contacts all over in every state. We even have some in different parts of the world. We've been approached from a variety of countries that have the same kind of problems that the United States does, and they're looking for resources and looking for, and I don't really mean resources in terms of receiving money. They're looking for opportunities to have a chance at this. We're working on that and how to bring them into the picture. But in the United States, we are focusing, and right now it's just a really easy concept. Anybody in the United States can build a profile, and they can, and we do our best to connect them with the right kind of people. For instance, I have one of our first members who was bored of Brush. This guy developed a tool because he was in the he was a superintendent. He was a special inspector and for buildings, and he recognized that there was an intrinsic problem with how the building foundation and met in these little holes that are created. And I won't describe the whole thing except for it's just really cool what he then developed. He put everything on the line, created this tool to fix this problem that now he's getting out to the world, and we are just quite honored to get to represent him in some way. And so any contractors we meet up with or talk with or link with, we tell them about this tool because it's just a phenomenal piece of equipment, and he just happens to have a disability. So it kind of works like that. And so we have a Crescent Vans down in Louisiana. They are a veteran-owned business, and he's been quite successful on our site because once we posted him on social media, he was shared with several organizations that were excited to have knowledge of him because he does he refurbishes and makes mobility vans so that people with disabilities who are in wheelchairs can, you know, are adaptable pieces of equipment. Well, once he connected with the right community, his phone started to ring. And so we were quite delighted to be able to be a part of that. And it just kind of goes like that. We have artists and, gosh, we have metaphysical psychic. We have tool manufacturers. They just represent every aspect of society and the economy we live in.
It's quite impressive that you have that representation, and even more impressive that you, after a few months, you already have results.
Thank you. We feel really good, but I think it's just...
it's just started, right?
They have great products. If you haven't looked at one of our members, Tammy Ruggles, she's a member who is visually impaired, blind, and she does finger painting, and it's just a lovely profile. She has this beautiful video that she tells, shows her work, and you are just captivated by her efforts. Likewise, in Tacoma, Washington, we have Troy, and Troy is also blind, but he just wants to work, and he has this really great video resume where his uncle comes in and kind of showcases him and features what Troy can do. But what we find out is, in spite of Troy being blind, he's water skis, he skydives, he downhill skis, he does marathons, and the energy that he pulls forward just seems infectious to me to want to hire him. So we love featuring him. We have Penny over in Spokane, Washington, who is just this artist who we love to feature because when you look at her picture on our website, she's just infectious. She's just one of these people, and she paints in bold colors, and she has a disability, and it's just so fun. We are having fun every day with all of what we're doing here.
It sounds like it. It sounds like a wide potpourri of people that are involved, and I mean, they sound excited to be involved with you guys.
I think so. I have developed fabulous relationships. There's a woman in Juneau who, Margie, is up there, and she's been quite grateful. She said, we're kind of up here, and even though it's the internet age, we feel a little bit separate, and we're not connected to these resources. And the fact that you're reaching to us and you're helping us to come out and out and about with what we can do up here, it makes us feel more as a community, a national community. So it doesn't matter how far and wide they are. And by the way, I'll just mention that Margie does really beautiful embroidery, digitized embroidery work up there in Juneau. So, you know, we go from Louisiana to New York to Juneau and everywhere in between. It's fantastic.
And also it's a segue to Baltimore, too.
Well, I'm happy to say we actually have 6 members in Baltimore. And in fact, I just got one about 20 minutes ago. He has posted he's actually in Silver Springs, and I'm sorry, I don't know how far away that is.
That's closer to D.C. It's, I guess, about 30 miles away.
Okay, and he does, it looks like he's going to be doing a janitorial engineering. We have a handyman service. He has yet to complete his profile, but he's in Whitehall, and he's going to obviously be offering handyman services. We have a really sophisticated-looking site on here with Thomas Hughes, who does DoD consulting, and he's a cybersecurity company, and it's just impressive. He's a veteran. In fact, our Silver Spring person is a veteran as well. We actually have...
You're going to have to give me this contact info because I want to have these guys on.
I will absolutely give you those. I'm happy to do that. We have another one called 3Reative. It's a creative design firm. They're a veteran in Baltimore. They do graphic design, photography, film, media, and web design. Over in Baltimore, we have Royal, who has a veterans gift shop, online veterans gift shop, and he's just a wonderful salt-of-the-earth kind of guy, and he is always volunteering at the VA and just involved with his community, but it's worth looking at his website just to be able to support the vets through him. And then we have Daniel, who is blind, and he has published a coloring book of ways to introduce children to the world of guide dogs, and it's just a great little publication and worthy of looking on our site and hopefully buying it for him and supporting him, because he's reaching out to do more than what we would expect him to do. And I just think he's great. But he's a go-getter, so he also put up a secondary profile because he's a customer service and has a customer service and telemarketing business. So he's trying things in multiple ways, and we just really respect that. We really respect the effort that all of these folks have put in, and those are all in Maryland, and I think close to Baltimore, if not most of them are in Baltimore. Excuse me. Thomas is over in Waldorf, Maryland. Is that close to you?
Waldorf. No, I think that's Western Maryland, actually. So it's still only about 20 miles away, I think. Probably somebody's going to come on and correct me, of course, but you know that I don't know every inch of Maryland, but. I think it's more in Western Maryland Waldorf South? Oh, gosh. Maybe I can edit this part out. They're still reachable, and I still wanted to have them on, so, you know, they don't have to come to the studio. They can do what you're doing, and we can talk to them.
Thomas is, or the thing about when you say, you know, how big is the state? For me, when you say 20, 30 miles, state of Washington.
I can imagine. It's like just going to lunch for you, isn't it?
It is, actually. it surprises me. So to me, they all seem close to you, but I can imagine in a big metropolitan area like that, it maybe doesn't seem like it to you.
So do you have any partnerships or any kind of relationships with, say, the local or national disability groups or even the Small Business Association?
We have thousands of people who've connected us in all levels of the government, from in Washington, D.C. to boots on the ground. And we have private agencies. We have nonprofit agencies. We have a whole bunch of people who have expressed interest in how we can work together. And, of course, we want to be the tool kind of for everybody and not necessarily just one particular organization. So our efforts are to try to meet the needs of all the people with disabilities who want to have these opportunities and not necessarily meet the needs of just one organization.
Well, you sound like you're talking my language. How can Baltimore Internet Radio have a relationship with you guys?
Well, you are doing such a nice thing for us to feature our company, and I really am thankful for that and grateful. So
it's my pleasure.
More importantly, if you would feature any of our members, they're the ones we're trying to attract attention for. They're the ones we want the community to support. They're the businesses that we want you to go to if you feel patriotic, then you've got four vets just in Maryland to go support, and they have great companies. If anybody around the world wants to hire Daniel, who does customer service and telemarketing, or buy his coloring books, that's great. Any way you can support these folks, and if you can get the word out about what they're doing, then I feel like we've arrived at a good place with our relationship, and hopefully we would be able to return in kind.
Well, I'd like our relationship to continue too. We can feature what's going on with Out of Step, and I can, what you just said, I can easily do. I wanted that to be a part of my programming, hopefully weekly or biweekly or however the content dictates, but I'd be more than happy to keep this going. That's my remit, is not just to have one-off programs, but to have programs that go from A to Z, or A to Z, as they say over in Europe.
That's awesome. Thank you.
My pleasure. So just briefly, not to put you on the spot, but where do you see yourself in 3 to 5 years in your program?
3 to 5 years is a long ways out, but
I know. But,
in internet world, it is. But I hope that my goal is to get 1 million people on our site. And if I can do even a quarter of that in the next 3 years, I'd be very, very happy with that. But what I can tell you that if the more we have, the more we as a community can do together. So I am encouraging our members to help one another, buy from one another, support one another, so they can get it back, pay it forward. It all works if we help each other. And so my goal is to get not only consumers out there supporting our people with disabilities and recognizing that they can be a part of the process of taking so many of these people with disabilities out of poverty and into success, because in the end, it's good for all of us. There's just the better economics play out for people with disabilities, and the better it plays out for all of us. I should have mentioned a couple of statistics, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
I like to use the American with Disabilities Census from the United States Census Bureau as some of my stuff, because there's so many facts that are thrown out there. But this one, I think, at least, and this one was from 2010. And of course, we know that things have changed considerably since then. But at that time, approximately 56.7 million people, 18.7% of the 303 million in the civilian non-institutionalized population had a disability. So 18%, and that's non-institutionalized, which I would love to know what that number is if we included everybody.
Right.
And I find that staggering. And I think that, some of my friends in disability, they have a disability, will say, we don't like the term not disabled. We like the term not disabled yet, because 1 in 4 people in the world will become disabled in their lifetime. And I think we always think it's going to happen to somebody else.
Right.
So if we know that, if we knew that that was going to be a part of our future, and you're going to be at least at a minimum affected by somebody in your life that has a disability, then it seems to me that we want to make more effort together to make it work for all of us.
Well, we need to work on that. I think people don't seem to move in any kind of direction unless it affects them personally right away. So how do you get your support now?
So again, we are privately funding this, and we are actually going to be going out for a crowdfunding video we've just put together, and it should be out in the next month, and we will be looking to do that. And do you know what crowdfunding is? It's like Kickstarter and
Indiegogo
and whatnot. We'll be actually doing Indiegogo campaign. And we're excited about that, to get the word out, and that would help us tremendously. Then we will be adding in various things that will be for benefit within our site that will be optional. The site will always remain free, but we will be ordering things. For instance, we've had advertisers come to us already, but we're really concerned with how that plays out in our site, because we don't want it to be about that. But we might categorize them in the way that the members have been categorized, and let them, as long as they work with people with disability or have some relation in any way to disability, then we think we can actually incorporate them into our site without it being too much.
Right.
So we have that, and there's about five things we have to work on in that area.
In conclusion, give us all your contact info so people can stay abreast of what's going on.
First of all, I'd like you to visit our website, which is www.outofstep.com. And there is a video on the homepage that I think might be worth watching and to browse through all our numbers. And then you can also email us. And if you forget the email address, it is on our website. And it's info@outofstep.com. And then you can like us on our Facebook page. You can follow us on Twitter. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. And any way to kind of get together, we are thrilled with. So that's how you can get to us.
Well, thank you for joining me on Baltimore Internet Radio, Nikki. I appreciate your time, and what a great endeavor. Nikki Zimmerman of Out of Step, an online marketplace and platform connecting people with disabilities to consumers and employers. And let's keep in touch and do some more programs.
I'm already looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Dave, and good luck with your station.
Oh, thank you very much. Bye-bye now.
Goodbye.